Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Well, I am quite upset because, first of all, my husband took a survey and the prize was a free dash cam that he had to pay $7.95 for, which, fine, he went in and did that. $7.95 charge showed up, the dash cam arrived, and then January there's this odd $49.97 charge from your company. Today a text came from my credit card. Did you make this charge? $56.95. No. And so after dealing with that, they looked it up and it's a membership fee. The January and the February, $49.56, two different charges, $49 and $56, are for a membership fee. And she, the person that I was just talking to, said it's a monthly fee to buy things from something. My credit card company has told me to call you and get the cancellation number for the January and the February charges. Don't bill anymore. We did not know this was a monthly subscription that we were getting hooked into, and get a refund for the January and the February charges, $49.97, $56.95.
You disputed the charge with your financial institute?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I need the name and the address on the account.
The name, the name on the account is Theodore S. Oh, on your account? What account are you asking for?
Well, what did the what name was placed on the order?
On the order. What name? Theodore Johansson. On the order through you.
And what's the shipping address?
And the shipping address was 12565 East 44th Street, Yuma, Arizona, 85367.
Okay, so when the offer was accepted for the dash cam, it's $7.45. That's the shipping cost. The $49.97 and the $56.95 are the membership fee, and it's a subscription. So what you'll need to do in regards to a refund, you'll have to call your financial institute back and request a third-party call. Now, when you dispute the charge,
okay.
I'm not sure
if they... Wait, hold on. She just told me to call you and get the cancellation number. Did you get a cancellation number, Ted? To cancel that. And I was just, we were given a cancellation number 258. What is this? 258-958-816. What's the cancellation number?
9-258-9-5-8-8-1-6.
Yep. And she gave us that. So apparently she put a cancellation in on that. And that better stick and cancel.
So the
that.
Only way that I can help you is if you allow me to speak and allow me to answer your questions. Otherwise, I can't assist you.
Well, and you
so
can also listen
asking,
to what I have to say.
Okay, go ahead. Let me know when you're ready.
But that's what I'm telling you. I don't know where you are employed, but we just canceled it with the person who transferred the call to you. I spoke to the credit card company, and you're telling me I have to call them back. They've already told me, they provided me with your number to call you to cancel the account and to issue a refund. Now, I don't know if you put me on mute or what you're doing, but...
I'm just listening to you, ma'am. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt
right.
you.
Okay, and I don't like attitudes, so please be very careful. What is the company that you work for anyway? It just says Value Select. What is that?
So the order was placed with a gadget store.
My answer. Was what placed with who?
The gadget store.
The gadget store placed the order.
No.
Oh.
The person's
Sorry.
Name that is on this account, Ted, he placed an order with a gadget store. That's why you have a billing. And if you're wanting a refund, I'm not sure if your financial institute explained to you, when you process an order and they process a dispute, what they do is they verify the account. He did pay the shipping fee, so he is liable for that charge. If you want a refund, you're going to have to call back in with your financial institute.
Okay.
You'll have to be willing not to dispute the charge for you to be able to receive a refund.
I don't know what you mean by that charge, the 790, the 745?
Any charge on this account. You have to have your financial institute on the line.
Okay, let's start with this. No more charges on that account. Cancel that account.
You've already been canceled with the previous agent.
Okay, that's what I was saying to you. I don't know if she did it. She gave us a cancel number. So no more charges will appear for future months.
That's correct.
And you're telling me that we can't get a refund. Okay, the 211 just appeared today. So why are you not able to refund that?
Because when you dispute the charge with your financial institute, you take the account out of our hands. Now they are processing an investigation, which we all know that he did pay the 745 to have that sent to him.
Yeah.
That he may have not understood, I mean, because of the terms of service, the bank will have to deem the charge valid. So if you want to get a refund, you have to have your financial institute on the line, and he will have to be on the line, and he will have to state that he will not dispute the charge to be able to receive the refund for $56.95.
Okay, will you tell me what does it mean then to say dispute the charge?
That means you told your financial institute, no, I didn't make this charge, and now they're investigating it.
Are you hearing this odd noise in the background? I'm hearing just something going, bumping, tripping. Okay. Of course we told them we did not make that charge because we didn't make that charge.
Well, he did process the 745, ma'am, and he did sign up for a subscription. So, yes, he did process the charge.
Okay. Well, what was your company? Again?
This is the gadget store.
The gadget store.
Yes.
GADGET store?
Correct.
And where are you located?
We're located in California.
And do you have a street address?
No, I do not.
You don't have a street address? You work out of your
home?
No,
ma'am. This is an online service.
I'm sorry. Are you saying you are an online service?
This is an online service with a gadget store. I don't have an address to provide you.
Ooh, shady dealings. Okay, so, and do you have a name, you?
I gave you my name at the beginning of the call. My name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A.
Well, I wasn't on at the beginning of the call, Laura, but I appreciate you giving it to me now. Laura, and the gadget store, and you are in the gadget, that is you, the gadget store, and you are in California with no address. How do you get your mail if you don't have an address?
We don't have an address to provide you, ma'am. So I've already notated your account. When you call back in with your financial institute, whoever takes your call will be able to help you. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Other than brushing me off, apparently not. I just want to verify the cancellation number.
Okay, it's Diaz and Charlie, 258-958-8816.
Got it. Okay. I guess for now, I don't have any other questions or comments at this time.
Thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome, and thank you.